It's okay if you haven't heard
of
them.
I showed the episode to my mom and she told me that she's proud of me.
She said this thing is finally starting to get legs.
I'm sorry I told you to quit the show.
I'm sorry I've been talking a lot of shit about you behind your back to my friends.
I'm sorry that I've been flooding the comments or the reviews with 1-star reviews to try to encourage you guys to quit.
Sorry I've been having this internal building hatred and resentment towards you because of how disappointed with you I am.
And suddenly I find Jake's quips about you doing drugs or drinking alcohol kind of funny and entertaining, and I recognize that they're just jokes.
Hold on, what?
Back Pocket, a podcast by Jake and Dylan.
Three, two, one, clap.
Let's do this. Let's do this bullshit. Yeah?
Yeah. This episode's guaranteed to be lit. Just water. Just water. Very funny. Not a bubbler.
Not what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I see it. Very funny.
Hey, but what I will say is, speaking of lit.
What?
That episode last week, if you haven't checked it out, it was episode 51 with clickbait title.
Clickbait title worked.
It had our good friends Harry, Darren, aka OK Sports, and Charlie,
aka Chuck,
Rock Climber. And episodes do numbers. Thanks to everyone that's been listening. And feel free to go back and listen to the very end of the episode if you haven't gotten a chance to hear the debut of pop sensation, wickedly talented, the song Freak Show by OK Sports, Harry and Darren. Album coming soon.
Hagen Dick.
When exactly? We do not know.
But it'll be there.
It'll be there. But yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Fucking
awesome episode.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you're fine with moving on, unless you want to keep talking about that awesome episode. Which is awesome.
Well, the only thing I was going to say about it being awesome was that's an episode that I'm like very, very proud of. It was just a ton of fun to record, a ton of fun listening back, editing, whatnot. That was one of those where I was like, damn, like if I had to pick one episode to just show someone, that would just be it. If it's like, oh, what's the podcast about? It's like, oh, here's us with our friends bantering, and like their banter was very, very good. Harry fucking killed it. Like when I'm thinking back,
with the racist
Chuck had
takes.
Some good, yeah, racist takes. No, but like the gripes and hypes, like they were really solid.
I feel
like
yeah,
awesome guests. Very appreciative.
I liked it. I fucked with it.
All right, you want to move on?
I am just. I'm still mad at this fucking microphone arm.
Oh shit!
And I'm gonna. I said I was gonna come into this hot, and I still am. I still need to. Because this heat.
I need it.
This heat just can't go away. I use a microphone arm to hold my microphone because we're official podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't fucking stay down. I had it at a perfect angle and then it slowly just drifts upwards.
Down
like
boy,
an
down.
Asshole. So
it
I don't
looks
know.
Like that arm or whatever it is has too much tension in it or something. It is funny seeing it get down to like where you want it and then just like slowly creep up.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if gravity doesn't exist. Flat earthers.
Yeah. You're right. Flat earthers sound off the chat.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's indicative of other stress in my life where this is just where it comes out. Who knows? Stuff I'm not even aware of, but I fucking hate it. It's a nice arm. It should be better than this. I should be able to tune it to whatever precise level I want. But God forbid that happens. So.
You've seen my microphone arm. It's good, right?
It sucks. No.
And it doesn't. Sucks it ass. Doesn't raise up inadvertently.
Yours doesn't.
Well, yeah. Yours is a hand-me-down, so.
Yours doesn't.
Yours, mine is the hand-me-down from you. I got the piece of shit. Where'd you get this? At, like, Marshall's?
Amazon.
Amazon, just like the standard.
I wouldn't walk into a Marshalls. Are you kidding?
Hey, where can I get my intro to podcasting microphone? Oh, aisle 13. Right there. Right next to
the... It's right next to the influencer ring light setup. But one thing, though, that I did forget about, which does bring me back to reality. You ready for this?
Nope. Oh, shit. Liquid hydraulics.
Didn't know if you could hear that on the mic, but your boy finally put in the standing desk.
I need to stand up for the episode.
No, I'm okay.
Sitting is the new smoking, Jake, and my hips are so fucking tight right now. I've been sitting, did like a couple Zoom calls earlier this morning. I'm just...
You wish you had a standing desk?
Yeah, I do wish.
Yeah, I genuinely do.
I wish my actual desk has just been sitting in the trunk of my car for the past like 3 weeks. I need to take some fucking initiative and get one of my roommates to help me walk it up the stairs. It's just, I'm not looking forward to it.
Whose fault is that?
Mine. Anyways, we got a great episode coming up for you.
We got a great episode for you today. We got
Friticulture, everything that you have come to expect when you listen to this show. So stay tuned after the ad.
After the super funny thing we have to talk about in the beginning.
Which is? You put something in there saying there's gotta be
there's
a hinge update.
Gotta be a hinge update.
I'll do it. I'll do it right now because we're early enough in the game. I've said this before. That if something serious comes along, I will bite my tongue and not say anything.
This is not meant for talking about serious things. This is meant for talking about silly hinge shenanigans that you get up to.
Yeah. I did go on a date this past weekend.
And you nagged her? How hard did you nag her, dude?
what's neg?
Negging? Basically when you treat a woman like shit to get her to seek out your approval. So it's mind games, you know? It's when you got to position yourself as a highly valued male. I think it was popularized by this I think this guy wrote this book. It's called like The Game, and it basically is it's like a self-help book for people who don't know how to like talk to people or get chicks. And so negging, very crucial.
Yeah, I can't say that I've ever negged. That's actually one of the things that made me like laugh the other day was being in the gym. Being in the gym and thinking like all these guys that I work with are like, you know, different athletes and whatever that come in, like for the most part, all really good dudes, like cool to hang out with, whatever. And I was thinking like, wow, like how awesome is this? But then it popped in my mind, like if you were to pull, say, like women or girls in their past or whatever, I'm just sure that like a lot of them, you know, like guys in general, you're going to go through some sort of phase where you, are like, I feel like it's just very likely that at some point you've been like a douchebag or like whether it's a ghosting or things like that.
Not me.
I know. Well, not all of us are perfect, but I'm just saying in terms of like here, I think so highly of all these guys. Then I was like, oh, like I can only imagine like how many of them are just like really shitty when it comes to like responding or, you know, like just in their past, if you were to pull different, you know, girls that they've dated or whatever, obviously, like
I'm sure that approval rating. Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because all men are trash.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much what it boils down to.
And the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm. What are you fiddling with right now? Is that an eraser?
It's one of those string tape measure things. Yeah.
Come on, dude. Stop fiddling. Be a grown-ass adult. But I will. I'll tell you a little bit about this day, just in the sense that...
I'm measure my ass with it.
Bonk.
Live on show.
So this date, I'll talk about it a tad. It was chill. I was thinking about doing like some gripe and hype. regarding... you know, somewhat surrounding this, because I was thinking about how like the date itself went, you know, relatively well. But I feel like that's almost worse than it's like worse to have a middle of the road date than it is to just have like a very, very poor date or a very, very good. Cause it's like, I love the arbitrary nature of just like, I want to see them again. I have butterflies. And then like, I am not ever going to see this person again. That was horrible. Like, I don't, but then when you're in that middle ground of like, that was good, but like they're, you know, like the level or the conversations remain kind of like surface level or things like that. When you're like evaluating it afterwards and you're like, is there anything here?
There's something beautiful, almost like a car crash. You can't take your eyes off of a bad date, you know?
Yeah.
Well, at least you get something out of it. At least you get a story out of it, my guy.
We went to a game bar, like one of those that has
like arcade, like
different. No, not an arcade bar. Like it was like card games and like. So granted, most of the games, the two games that we picked were like two player card games where
we played Cards Against Humanity.
Basically, like games of that general nature, and. You know, it was like fun. It was, you know, a good way to like spark different conversations. But I will say my favorite thing about the date was that it was very well, she doesn't drink. And then I just
loser alert. Bee doo doo doo.
So we both got water. Okay. She had had food beforehand. I had also eaten something beforehand. So we didn't order food. So our only expense was the gamer fee, which was $6 per person. And then, gamer, you know, tip. Fee. So it was like $15. And then like the parking was like $2 or whatever. So it was a nice cheap date, which like, I mean, subconsciously, I wasn't like going into it like, damn, like how low can I keep this tab, you know? But by the end of it, it's like, wow, all right. Pockets aren't completely emptied by like one date. So that was chill. Now I got a game plan going forward. Just like, all right, arcade bar, tell her to eat beforehand. Tell her we're not getting drinks.
Hey, make sure you eat before we get here. Because
it's best to play games on a full stomach.
I don't want your mind wandering from your freaking hunger pains because you have low blood sugar. I need you on it. I need you ready to come up with clues and draw pictures and say the secret word.
The crazy thing about this place was that the people that worked at this game bar or whatever, like, they would come around. No, they like loved like the two guys that were primarily coming around. Like we had a true server, but obviously like we didn't really order anything. So he, you know, would fill up water and that was about it. And then there were these guys that were like coming around as like the game experts and like, you know, they looked like game experts and like came around and they saw us playing this one card game.
What does a game expert look like, huh? What does a game expert look like?
Just like a tad, like imagine someone that you'd expect to play Dungeons and Dragons, if that makes sense. Like, you know, like pushing up the glasses as explaining, okay, like, hey, I see you guys are playing this card game. Like the format of which you guys are playing, like. The rules
that's,
actually. Like, this
that's
is
a pretty
be a much,
amateur strategy you have there.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You
like,
clearly
he saw the layout of the cards and was like, no. Like, here's how you want to have the game. Because it was something having to do with, like, shit. Nah, I'm not even going to go into it. But basically, he came by and, like, just rearranged our game for us because we were playing it wrong. But it was, you know, we didn't ask for his help, if that makes sense. Like, we were playing it to the best of our ability. And then he's like, no, like, this is going to be better. Trust me. And like,
you actually,
I was doing it.
You weren't aware that he was subtly trying to flex on your date super hard.
That's pretty much
your girl.
So, yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Like, cause then I didn't have to drop her off at home on the way back. And, yeah, so he did all the dirty work.
I didn't have to park in front of her house and make a little small talk when all I can really think about is leaning over and giving her a big, wet, sloppy kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I froze. Tonight I froze at that point.
So this was pretty fun, huh?
Yeah. You're really good at games.
Not as good as you.
Oh my god. Stop. Please.
So, you put out or what?
No, good night.
So mediocre, though?
Good night.
Dad? Mediocre
dad
date,
is, though? Woke up covered in SWAT. My mom is dying.
Woke up covered in SWAT.
Yeah, that's about as much detail as I'll go into. But yeah, I'm not. I think at one point she brought up like a podcast that she was listening to. And that, like, that buzzword, I was like, oh, fight or flight. Like, do I bring it up? And I just, like, chose not to. Even it's though I think
definitely
I brought it up.
I don't think that's something that you bring up on the first date.
Oh, I agree. But it's one of those things where I was, like, almost evaluate. Like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, well, she seems chill. Like, what's the worst that could happen? And then I was like, nah, not worth it. Honestly, not worth it. Not worth it. Don't want to give her any homework. Like, literally, as soon as it's over, like, she gets home.
It's definitely not worth. You should listen to our last episode. It was pretty awesome, actually. If you listen to the end, you'll hear a world premiere of a Freak Show by OK Sports.
Oh, you haven't heard of them yet? They're this up-and-coming band. If you ever want backstage passes, we got them.
We got them.
Yeah. All right. That's that. Give me a quick update on your class, because you said that you've got some classes coming up.
Yep. Just started again. Yep. But our first one was Monday, and I wasn't able to go because I had work shit. But it was recorded, so I'm working my way through that recording. Mm-hmm. So, not much really to update so far, because I haven't watched the whole thing, the whole recording yet, but it's the business version of the class. So, acting training, done. Next step, business.
Actor, check. Handling myself, up next.
Basically, TBD.
Holding your own, right? In court?
Yeah. Your own. Mostly what it is, yeah. It's actually an LSAT study class, so I don't know what I got myself into. But it should be good. It's a bit more relaxed, which is nice. You know, the class itself was pretty high intensity. Like you constantly felt like there was something you should be doing. And now it's like a little weird because, you know, it's just like I have nothing to do right now. And that's okay.
How long is this like final session?
Another 3 months, just like all the others. Same, 2 nights a week, 3 hours each. But
probably not as much like practice outside.
Yeah, there's like less stuff with that. It's more individual stuff, apparently. So we're going to be working on like, I think like writing our own monologues or recording ourselves, doing like fake audition tapes or something like that.
We'll casting see. Couch.
We'll see.
So where are you from? San Diego.
Yeah. Time. What brought you out here? I don't know. People just like tell me I'm really hot and that I could really like do this.
I can't wait to one day see one of those like you know how The Office, for example, or like any big show or movie where it's like the audition tapes come out and it's like, oh, imagine if Bryan Cranston had played Rainn Wilson's character. That would have been sick. Oh. That'll be you one day. Hopefully you make it big and then it'll be like, oh,
I will stab on. Yeah, I'm going to amass just a whole collection of parts that I missed. And I'm never actually going to get anything, but I'll always be in the running. So it's like, I've never even heard of this guy, but look at all these big shows.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Pretty cool.
This is the part of the show where we transition into the first segment, Weekly Gripe and Hype. I am going to give you the floor so that you can gripe and hype away, and then I'll go next. But you're going to start while I use the restroom. And I'm going to be able to listen in because I'm...
Oh, because of your AirPods!
Yeah, go for it.
Damn, are we going to get to listen to you piss?
No, because my mic remains in me room.
Oh, so I'm just talking to nothing right now.
So much more mobile than before. Yeah, yeah. You talk, I listen while peeing.
Well, this is interesting. Well, what's the point of doing this if you can't even respond, you know? I'm guessing the mic can pick you up peeing. So that's pretty cool. A little ASMR action for you. Healthy stream you got there, kid. Not bad. Doesn't even wash his hands. Wow, Dylan. Wipes his hands on his face. Oh, sucks on each finger as if he just had a 3-course, 5-star meal? And he's patting his stomach, oddly? Now that's strange.
Yeah, if anyone chose to listen in... That was definitely not 20 seconds of hand washing, but
You didn't sing happy birthday twice. It's not a bar of soap you got down there. Okay.
All right, well, that like failed miserably in terms of my idea of you start griping hyping while I am just away from the mic for literally a minute.
No. Whether or not we leave that in is to be seen. But I'm not gonna start talking and you not be able to chime in with witty quips. I'll start off with my hype. With the world returning back to normal, now this being our new normal, our old normal, new normal. There was a huge conference, biotech conference up in the Bay, and went to that. Second conference I've been to, another conference done, another conference in the books, did some networking, did some chatting, did some schmoozing, handed out some business cards, listened a lot while other people talked, because they know more than me, but hey.
Very attentive.
I'm forming relationships, you know?
Do you have a business
card? I'm starting to sew this quilt of life. Yeah, I want to see it.
Well, do you ever like reach into your pocket and it's like you pull out like a headshot and you're like, oh shit, wrong one.
Wrong one. Sorry. Wait, no.
I forgot. I'm an actor /podcaster at nighttime, but during the day.
Bring that back out. Let me see that. Oh, now this? It's nothing.
Do you have it on you? You're looking down at something right now.
Yeah, I just showed it to you. Were you not looking?
No, I thought you switched a headshot. Like you grabbed, you put your card away and then grabbed a headshot. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the
thing. I don't have headshots printed out at the ready. I don't have a stack of headshots readily printed out and each individually already signed.
Yet.
Totally wouldn't ever do that. But yeah, it was fun. My professional growth. It's cool.
Hey, hit me up on LinkedIn after this. Let's connect.
Yeah. Connect. Let's grab lunch soon. That's my people. Talk to your people. I'll email you. Page me.
Beep, 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 beep.
So, yeah. But then this gripe that I have. So I started running.
Don't
again.
Get me started on this gripe.
I know what you're thinking. Jake. Your knees aren't that good. Why are you running? And to that I respond.
Resilience.
Because. Yes. Because I realized every time I would run before, I would just go on stretches of like not running. And then when I would jump back into it, I would just go way too hard. Like, you know, I would only run maybe like 2 miles, but I would just like push myself to keep like freaking like, I don't know, like sub 7 minute pace, which, you know, pretty respectable, but at the end of the day, just fucking blew me out. Blew my back out, so to say. And so now,
back shot. Now
I found this, have you ever heard of a couch to 5K? You ever heard of that shit before?
Sounds vaguely familiar. If I had to guess, I'm guessing it's like a 5K or it's like a program for like transitioning from sitting on the couch being sedentary to being prepared to run a 5K.
Yep. You got it. So I figured, why not start there? Yeah. So I've been doing that. And the running shoes I have now, pretty old. Got an old pair of Nike Vomero 16s. They're pretty nice. Offer really good ankle support. But I'm thinking, you know what? Why don't I get a new pair of shoes? These ones are kind of old at this point. Spice it up. And what do? I go to the Nike store all the way down in Union Square. It's fancy. It's like 5 levels. It's pretty nice. Head up to the men's section. Find a pair of shoes that seems good. Try them out. Not impressed. Let down. Disappointed, so to say.
Wait, but you bought them?
Yeah. I was just going to try them out. 60-day return policy. So.
Oh.
It's all good.
When I saw that, like anytime I see running shoes, it just now reminds me of the saying, diet starts on Monday. If someone's gonna, you know, like they decide to start a diet and they're like, yeah, diet starts on Monday, you know, it's Wednesday, like midweek, like, oh, I want to start this diet, but gotta wait. And whenever I see like running shoes, I always think of the same thing, like knowing that if someone's gonna get into running, it's like, If I get some new running shoes, that'll get me into the spirit.
That'll make me exercise.
I have been implementing some sprints just because I've been like solely crushing tin, which is just like lifting weights, crushing tin. I think it's one of the guys I follow on Instagram that's from Australia. Like that's his go-to, refers to it.
Pushing tin. Dylan, I thought you always talk about pushing rope.
Oh, pushing rope. Yeah. Whoops. No blood flow. My guy. But no, I've been doing some sprints and like, maybe honestly, what like inspired this a little bit might have been playing football with the boys on Christmas Eve. And like how sore my hip flexors were after that, I was like, damn, I am just not prepared for any like real physical, you know, feats of athleticism. So had to break out, start doing like sprints like twice a week, just do them in the parking lot when I'm at the gym. But it was,
I like, I kind of, I was noticing the same thing. Like I was just feeling very, I don't know, sluggish, I guess, just not as quick. And I just, I love like being in good cardio shape is just one of the best feelings when you can just run for a while. And now doing this where it's like an easy pace, I'm on week two of it. And all it is it's like so far 5 minute warm up walk, crush that easy, minute and a half run, 2 minute walk, minute and a half run, 2 minute walk until, you know, you get to like 24, 25 minutes. And then it's just a walk till the end. But I'm doing it at like an easy fucking pace, like 9:30 pace. Oh, it's nice.
What is the like get up? Because I'm thinking like, what do you wear for that? Because I'm imagining driving down the street and seeing someone like in, you know, like the typical like running attire where it's very clear, like, oh, this person's going for a run. But then if I catch you during the minute and a half of walking, it would be like, wow, this is extreme for a walk. You know, like he's literally got a fucking armband with his AirPods in and whatever else just to walk.
Yeah.
Like, what am I missing?
No, I got the water bottle waistband.
Really?
Yeah. Aggressive pair of running shoes. The shortest running shorts you've ever seen. Knee braces, elbow braces. I have the arm strap that holds your phone. I have a headband. I have a running hat. I have the glasses, like the fast athletic glasses. I have my gels. What would be awesome
is if you just like start
my sports gels.
Yeah, if you start pounding like Gatorade gels as you're fucking walking, that would have me dying.
No, I do. What else? A second pair of running shoes in case the first ones blow out. extra pair of socks.
Don't want to pull a Zion Williamson.
No. Good running shirt. I also have a thin jacket to run into in case I need that. Gloves. Yeah, and that's
leggings,
pretty much it.
You were like little like.
Oh, leggings. Yeah, leggings too.
Like calf sleeves.
Yeah, just yeah. It's almost like a pair of capris, you know. I don't want to overheat, so I gotta have some skin out. Nice. Band-aids on the nips, you know, because I will chafe like a motherfucker. You know, I don't want to start bleeding or anything like that.
You have to.
Yeah, K-tape. That's why a lot of K-tape, like an obscene amount. I go through an entire roll of K-tape every time I. You know, I don't even know how what K-tape comes in. No, I don't. I should use it though. Apparently, I heard it can help like with your knees.
Yeah, the pseudoscience behind it is that it's like it is pulling your skin so that it's like freeing up space between your skin, and then underneath your layer of skin is what's called fascia, and then underneath that is your muscle. So it's like
you got to break up the fascia.
You got to release some of that fascial tension, but I don't know. K-tape is like the pre-cupping. If you ever saw like, you know, cupping when people have all those bruises, like circular bruises on their back or wherever they do the cupping. It's one of those where like now being years removed from when like K-tape was really popular, there's just not like a ton of evidence supporting its usage. So it's like not that it's dying out, but it's kind of dying out. And I think I have honestly in this, right on cue. Look it. You want some K-tape?
Please.
I literally just had some from years ago when I used to actually like get rock taped up by like my, you know, whatever he was, my chiropractor sports guy in high school. And it's like that. Almost embarrassing looking back on how much I like would, you know, ooh, my elbow's a little tender. And it's like, let's rock tape that shit.
My arm hurts. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. Camelback, obviously. But yeah, ankle weights, hand weights, you know, they're only like 1 or 2 pounds, but you know, after a while it really does a lot. And
reps on reps on reps.
Yeah. So nothing crazy. That's very cool. Just normal average shit.
Yeah. Don't mess with that guy.
Yeah. So yeah,
I want to be I'm a runner for the Couch to 5K.
I'm a runner again. See me on the 5K circuit. Catch me at your local 5K. I'll be there. I will be there. Sweet. Yeah. All right, but ready? I'm going to, because I didn't like those shoes, I'm going to return them, and then I'm going to go to Roadrunner Sports. You may know the store if you're a runner in California, but I'm going to have them do the whole, like, analyze my shit and just be like, this is a good shoe for you. Because I don't want my knees to start getting fucky again, you know? That's the main thing I'm trying to avoid, so optimal support.
My knees are back on their fuck shit.
My knees are getting back on their feet lately, so I'm not trying to, like, overdo it. I don't want to push them too much and take them out of their comfort zones. But, you know, a little pain is good for growth. If you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing, so.
Whoa. I'm looking outside of my...
See a bird out there or something?
No, I see one squirrel? Of my neighbors, and I did not know that she looked like that.
Whoa, she okay. She is drop-dead gorgeous. Settle down. Settle down.
There's just a wall separating me from her?
What okay.
I haven't all seen right. her on Hinge.
Save it for Hinge.
imagine that, meeting someone on Hinge, and like it says that they're in the same, you know,
less than a mile
like
a
part of town. Yeah, or whatever. Like they don't do distance, they do like neighborhoods, and so it's like if they're in the same neighborhood and then you're messaging them and then you find out like you're about to meet on a date and you're like, yeah, I'll meet you at so and so place, and then all of a sudden you like run into each other, getting into your cars in your apartment complex. That would be sick.
Oh, sorry, like, can we get a rain check? Can we get a rain check? I got no sleep last night. My neighbor was so fucking loud. Fucking asshole. I'm going to go talk to him one day, but ugh, not yet.
Yeah. Okay. My weekly gripe and hype. You ready for this? Speaking of my apartment, my gripe is going to be the messy, crowded apartment that I'm... I love my apartment. I like my roommates. But then this week we've got two guys staying with us. One of them just left this morning. But we had a blowout, like a air mattress and then the couch both in use, and then like our apartment is naturally already pretty messy, and then it was just crowded this week, so hence the reason why this episode is being pushed back tentatively. I'm gonna guess like just release on Tuesday. Episode releases on Tuesday this week.
Or we could push through it and put it out tomorrow.
Maybe.
We'll see. Consistency is key. There are two things you need to make it as a podcaster. Consistency, clickbait titles. That's true. It.
But crowded apartment this week, just hectic nature, and then my work schedule having Thursdays off. But so that's my gripe. It's just like the apartment being crowded and messy. Wah. Nothing too crazy there. But I will say my hype, on the other hand, is like being here a little bit longer now and starting to figure out my schedule a tad. Actually having like, you know, a little bit of a social life is nice instead of just like work, because I live with guys that I work with. And so now getting a feel for guys wanting to do stuff. Although unfortunately, if this were to transition into a gripe, it would be that the day that I actually had something fucking arranged, aka a date last Saturday, was also a day in which I got invited to like two social events, and I was like, nah,
no.
I
got a date early.
But finally, I might have friends and things to do.
Guys, I'm very interested, but I have a mediocre date to go on, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I turned down Topgolf and Topgolf and then like a chance to just hang out like with the boys and then somebody's apartment. Just kick it, meet their girlfriends, whatnot.
I see the golf, but where's the top?
Yeah, something like that. Something light. But if I was really griping, I would gripe about the fact that the Packers are not in the playoffs, but then I would also hype about it because although that game last week was so, so embarrassing to watch, watching them lose a game that it was like, you know, win or go home, and the Lions weren't playing for anything, my hype on that is just a shift in perspective. I don't have to care about NFL football, so my weekends are free. It's sick.
Hey-o.
We'll break from football.
I haven't cared. I didn't realize the Packers had lost. That's cool.
Yeah.
Great season.
No, mediocre season. But yeah. All right. I'm going to transition. Did you listen? Did you love it? Did you hate it? What would you rate it? Kosas Nuevas. You guys know this one.
Hello.
You guys listen. You're definitely not new just from the last episode.
Whoa.
You want to start off, Jake?
I can get it. I give it a go. I'll give it a shot. Yeah. Mine's what a bit this, of a quick one.
New
camera body alert. My stepdad very graciously gave me one of his old camera bodies that he's not using anymore. He's a fellow photography nut, and he's also loves the latest and greatest tech. So he has him and I shoot with like the same line. We use Sony mirrorless cameras. He's actually the one who gave me my first camera for my 18th birthday. So freaking 7-8 years ago at this point. And
Jake, I know you hate me, but here's a chance to win you over.
I know I'm not your dad, but
and your actual dad, does he do photography too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who's the better photographer? Off the record, editing this out.
Definitely my dad. Gotta stick with my pops. They're both really good. I mean, they both do different stuff, kind of.
And you're a blend between the two, right? You got the best of both worlds?
No, I'm better than both of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. I stole their energy and their power and took it as my own. That's but it's a new Sony. Well, it's not new at this point, but a new Sony A7 R3. Haven't tried it out yet because I've just been so busy since I got back home. But I'm excited to give it a whirl.
I've just had so many run blocks to go on.
No free time at all. Between the conference and this running and walking I've been doing.
Yeah. And having to watch my class intermittently in between.
I can't even have a minute to myself. So I'm going to try it out. But my dream was to get the Sony A7 R4, mm-hmm. which is just the next model up. Because I want to start filming shit, you know, try out like making my own stuff. I got a couple ideas of stuff to try out, and hopefully I can just recruit friends to make dumb videos with me that, you know, you got to start somewhere. So I'm going to test out the 3, see how it goes. If I end up deciding I'm just going to go with the 4, sell the 3, upgrade.
Wait, when you say dumb videos, are you talking about like making sketches or?
Yeah, try to do like sketches or I don't know, maybe even something like somewhat serious, but try it out.
Hey, we texted a little bit. You said that you had a character.
I do. I don't know if that will be something more than just a podcast character. We're not going to do it today.
Okay.
All I will tell you is we'll give you a preview. What? His name is
Elmer
Squeamsley. He just started at college. He's really excited about it. And he's going to join a fraternity. And let's just say he's not afraid to do whatever it takes to get in. That's all I'll tell you. You know, maybe it'll be an opener for the next episode. Who's to say? But stay tuned because Dylan got a taste of it. I just had the idea as I was driving back from Bakersfield, and
because you're just so wickedly talented,
you should have seen me, dude. It was the stupidest shit. I was just like riffing alone in my car, just making myself laugh, which is the most important shit.
You and I are so similar. I love doing that too, dude. Dude, you're not alone.
Whoa.
It's so much fun. No, I kind of love going like a little stir crazy and like doing shit like that on a long drive.
Yeah.
And just like entertaining yourself. That when I drove across from like Penn State back to California, I remember like being in the middle of the desert in like New Mexico, just wide open roads. And I was just like thinking of random, you know, like if I were to ever be a stand-up comedian or, you know, whatever, like all things I'm totally going to do in the future, but just like random bits and whatever. I think I jotted them down. Like I'd just be like fucking taking notes, but yeah, I'm trying to remember if I had. I remember one of them was something having to do with obviously like Kanye now, talking about Kanye just like gets you in trouble in general. But at that time, I remember thinking like, imagine going to like a Kanye West concert and like being the guy that like is upset that he's not playing enough new stuff. Like being like mad that he's playing like the old hits, but like not the stuff from his new album. Like, couldn't be me.
I want more from Donda and the gospel album.
Exactly.
That's pretty, I like, you know, that.
Like everyone else is there just like, nah, dude. Like, it's our chance to see Kanye perform live. But
shut up, dude.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
So more to come with that. We'll see what happens. But what were your thought, quick take on your on the two voice recordings I sent you?
Oh.
Without giving anything away.
It was good. The sound reminded me of, it was funny because I knew you were driving when you sent them, like you'd hear the road, open road in the background, but then also, so that was like awesome hearing that, just knowing like, all right, Jake's in his car, fucking going stir crazy. Like,
I'm losing my mind.
But that, and then if I had to like envision the sound or what Elmer sounds like, it reminds me of the character from Family Guy, like the kid with the curly hair, has like a little bit of a lisp. I think he's friends with Meg. Like he like hooks up with Meg or something like that.
Jewish kid. I remember. He's in the AV club. He's the pharmacy guy's son.
Yeah, it sounds something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. I when I saw this note saying like new camera body, I was like, oh yeah, I was thinking like a selfie light or whatever, like a ring light. I was like, camera body. Like,
no, I got this new camera body.
It like, it's ready for camera. Hot as hell.
It's ready for the camera.
Yeah. But cool. I'm stoked that you will get to transition in the realm of like making some vids.
Yeah. Try it out, man. Like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Something new. Something new and improved. All right. My new thing is I'm wearing them. I think we might have brought it up a little bit earlier and actually talked about it a little bit last week on the episode. Once again, go back and listen, run those numbers
up. Once again, if you haven't listened to it, it's an awesome episode. I mean, if you go to the very end, you'll actually hear
I've never been prouder.
World premiere of Freak Show, I think it's called, by OK Sports. It's okay if you haven't heard
I showed the episode to my mom and she told me that she's proud of me.
She said thing is finally starting to get legs.
I'm sorry I told you to quit the show.
I'm sorry I've been talking a lot of shit about you behind your back to my friends.
I'm sorry that I've been flooding the comments or the reviews with one-star reviews to try to encourage you guys to quit.
I've been having this internal building hatred and resentment towards you because of how disappointed with you I am.
And suddenly I find Jake's quips about you doing drugs or drinking alcohol kind of funny and entertaining, and I recognize that they're just jokes.
Hold on, what?
But yeah, I am wearing AirPods, which I got for Christmas from my aunt. Thank you, Aunt Carolyn. But I didn't realize that I could have easily have just worn them because I like wasn't super eager to start wearing them and didn't realize that I could have like... I just figured they'd be dead and I'd have to charge them. But sure enough, right out of the box, like 50% charge, they were good to go.
And they come charged. Also, fast charging, dude. Get used to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're pretty sick. It's funny because I'm still learning how to use them, but I feel like a fucking asshole wearing them because, like, just in the sense that I, like... It's just easier if I'm wearing them, you know, as I walk out to my car in the morning, right? Like I'll wear them in the morning so that I'm not waking up my roommates, but then it's like, I'll wear them, get in my car, and then I'll just kind of like keep them in as I'm driving because I only have like a 5-minute drive and it's not like they're impairing my hearing all that much. And
do you have them in noise canceling mode? Or do you have them in transparency mode?
I don't know. I don't know the modes. I'm new to this
shit. Oh, but, my God, dude.
But it's just that I find myself in, like, you know, if I go to the grocery store or whatever, it's like, ah, I'll just fucking keep them in. The other night, I was on the phone in the grocery store with AirPods in, which, like, it's just a shitty thing to do. Because I had, like, this guy clearly, because here I was listening, and then I'm, like, checking out the self-checkout register, and then I, like, say something. The guy, like, looks at me thinking I must be talking to him, and it's like, nah, dude, AirPods, bro. Because at least with the wired headphones, you can, like, kind of pull it up to your mouth and, like, make it clear that you're talking into something, but the AirPods, you're just, like, into the void, and somehow they're catching sound. But the other sick new thing is that as a result, 6 months of Apple Music for free.
Oh,
and I've just been, and this is how it's going to work. I'm going to get my 6 months for free and then I'm just going to forget to unsubscribe. So this was like my leap of faith moment. Cause all this time I've just been using like SoundCloud and YouTube and too cheap to pay for anything. And now I'm an Apple Music guy and they're going to retain me because I'm just not going to stop. I'm not going to bother. To cancel.
Or
just how it goes.
Or
Spotify. Yeah.
You switch to Spotify. As a former Apple Music guy myself, I will say, you know, the earlier in the year you switch, you know, the more of the stuff you can listen to throughout the year. And then you get to your year end review and you're like, wait, this is so cool.
I got to be really careful considering this podcast is made using some Spotify software. So
Anchor, baby.
Anchor.
Quick shout out to Anchor. Makes it so easy to make a podcast.
Definitely was not hyping up Apple Music. Fuck Apple Music. Can't believe anyone would even consider. So definitely don't.
So not intuitive.
Yeah. But it's been cool. It's made me listen to albums again because listening to albums on YouTube is just not fun. And you just get ads and ads and ads and no ads. It's fucking sick. Okay, I'm done with that.
Get ready for Dylan's Furtive Cultures to be quite music filled.
They're not.
Let's just say he's going to be listening to a couple more songs than normal.
Well, that's funny. So let's jump into Furtive Cultures. Because if you can see my notes, they're not. For whatever reason, I was fixated on like, if I'm going to do Furtive Culture this week, I'm not going to do something Apple Music related because that's my new thing. Which has allowed me to listen and like go back and listen to albums that I like, you know, Flower Boy, haven't listened to that in a while until recently. And then, what are some of the shit? I don't know. Well, anyways, but my Furticulture, I'm going to go shift, do a little pivot, talking some food, just based out of like pure availability, ease, whatnot. I've been eating at Chipotle and Panda Express far too often. Panda Express, because I can go if I need food and groceries, they're right next to each other. So it's like, bang, eat dinner. Then I don't get groceries on an empty stomach.
If Chipotle, I need food and groceries, I get one meal from Panda and then I get 10 more meals from Panda.
Pretty much. Fine. But yeah. And then Chipotle, it's like in between work in my apartment, the 5-minute drive, just super easy, convenient. And so I was just kind of thinking about, I think the note I have here is like cultural degradation. I'm trying to think of like how to best describe it. Like I'm ashamed of myself for like the only food that I'm eating outside of, you know, making chicken and rice and whatever else I make at home is just Chipotle and Panda Express, which is like the most, you know, watered down cultural ethnic food. What did Harry refer to it as? Pungent.
aromatic.
Yeah, so not, it's like the least aromatic possible of the aromatic foods, like of the cultural foods that could be aromatic. They are not.
They are good. And honestly, in terms of like fast food, you can do it, you know, relatively healthy there. So
yeah,
not the worst thing relatively. Dude, get the fucking grilled teriyaki chicken from Panda.
Yeah,
get a side of steamed veggies and some rice.
Yeah,
fairly quality.
And shout out to Panda Express for most of the time you go to like a fast food place and you feel pretty shitty eating there, Like, and you see like the food being prepped in the back or whatever, but Panda Express has done a really good job of like making their fridge look like so colorful and like very full true. Of fresh vegetables, which like, and then they hide like the frozen chicken in the back and whatnot. Like, so you just see all this broccoli and string beans and whatever. They're all bright and the lights are hitting them so clearly in this window refrigerator and just so public facing. And then, yeah, it's like, wow, I'm doing a great thing eating at Panda. Just makes you feel, it's not like I'm actually getting fucking mixed vegetables. I'm getting fucking chow mein and grilled teriyaki chicken. I'm getting grilled teriyaki chicken. Yeah, I got to get my fucking protein. But yeah.
Panda. If you happen to be lucky enough when they're there making a fresh batch of orange chicken, you see them bring out the big old bag of frozen shit and plop it in the wok. Still good.
Still good, though.
Still good.
All right, hit me with yours. More of what?
Mine is a follow-up to the last episode, which if you haven't listened to, definitely check it out. It's an awesome episode. Had the boys on. And if you actually listen through to the end, what can they hear?
The live premiere of the new hit single by pop sensation OK Sports. It's the song, Freak Show.
Tune in. And so I listened to that one Bee Gees song, which, let me pull it up because I forgot the name, To Love Somebody, which is on their album. You know
that I could love somebody.
It's on their album Bee Gees First, which, let me do a quick look up. Is that their first album they put out? Yeah, it is. Wow. Imagine that. And
this guy knows music.
So I'm doing my follow-up report on them, and it's funny, Darren actually mentioned on the episode that their early stuff is very reminiscent of the Beatles, and having that in mind while I was listening to it, yeah, it's very similar to the Beatles, but it's kind of cool though, because it makes me feel like early Beatles and later Beatles, where they were more experimental, it feels like the perfect combination of the two, where their songs and what they're singing about, you know, is maybe a bit like I want to hold your hand and stuff like that. But the sound itself is very cool. And, it's not as like maybe kind of boring as the early Beatles shit can be. And they even like sound kind of similar to them, but still a really good album. So definitely give it a listen if you like the Beatles or want to listen to something the Bee Gees have done that's not Staying Alive.
Can't wait to do that on Apple Music.
On Apple maybe, Music.
If not Spotify.
Or Spotify. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Way cool. I will say, with the Fruiticulture, there's something nice about picking food, because I think I'm more of a food expert than I am. As much as I like listening to music, talking about music makes me not like nervous, but there's something about when we're on here and then I listen back after, you know, for a culture where I talk about a song or whatever. And I'm like, God, I just have no fucking, like, I struggle to articulate it. I'm like, so limited when it comes to adjectives to determine like, oh, it slaps, it bops. But like, it's not like as if I took some, you know, 300 level course on, you know, music history or, you know,
analysis.
Yeah. So I gotta study up.
I'm right there with you, dude. I mean, I've said it many times that I just feel like
how many of times I have said it.
I feel like a dummy talking about this stuff for the same reasons. I feel like my vocabulary is so limited, and I don't have enough know-how to express the thoughts in a cohesive, coherent way. That's also interesting and not just exact. It's the same thing. You say, "Oh, this is good. You should listen like to this. This is good."
Yeah. Very, very subjective. I like this. You might like to go give it a listen and let me know what you think. But
yeah,
it's one of those. It's also funny because so funny. If you want to go back and listen to some old episodes and just skim all the way to the part where we get to Fruiticulture and start talking music, give us like a likes counter, because I think our ums and likes go up a ton.
Ooh,
when we start talking, it's one of my least favorite parts of editing, when I get to the Furticulture and it's us going on like a 5-minute tangent about music or whatever. And just knowing like that's where you earn your money right there. Going and finding likes because we're trying to search for words that best describe this song and sound like we know what we are talking about more so than, yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things. But you know, it's one thing I know how to fucking talk about. I know how to fucking do an outro, and I'm gonna say, yo. Once you're done listening to last week's episode, because you're gonna check that out, make sure you like and subscribe so you get fucking notifications. Rate and leave a 5-star review. Let us know what you loved, what you hated via email. You won't hate anything though. You're gonna love it. You're gonna write to slip your hand in my back pocket at gmail.com and you're gonna say, guys, keep up the good work, and I cannot wait to start supporting you on Patreon. It's gonna come a long way.
I mean, you could do as little as 99¢ a month.
Yeah,
that's easy,
Jake. This right, get you more gummies for your power walks.
Yeah, I need more equipment. So really help me out with that.
That's what we need to do. We need to do some of those, like, you know, thanks to your taxpayer dollars, we've been able to, you know, improve these roads. Just give updates. Thanks to your Patreon subscriptions, we were
thanks able to the money you're giving me. I don't feel so sad anymore.
Yeah, I was able to get a mic stand that doesn't raise for whatever reason, just inadvertently.
I can get a mic stand that doesn't fucking suck.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
Cool.
I think that just about does it.
I think so, too.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
This is the Greg Oden episode, 52. Goat shit.
You know.
Or Trevor Hoffman.
You know how it'd be. First episode recorded in the year 2023, the year of our Lord.
Oh. 2023 and me.
Big stuff. Okay. So get your genetics tested. Find out where your family comes from. Potentially learn that you're adopted and tear apart your family. Who knows what's going to happen? But 23andMe, classic sponsor of this podcast. Mail them your spit in a tube. I did it. I know my ancestral makeup.
What could find possibly go wrong? Just sign the waiver. Nothing. They're not going to do anything sus with your spit.
They can clone me. I don't care. Do it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that is an episode.
Play the outro music now. Yeah. See ya. Bye.